been given a great gift, George. A chance to see what the world would be like without you.
What I believe to be true, and I think the evidence supports it, is a hypothesis which many people find jarring and disturbing, but nonetheless I believe is probably right.
Good evening. In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortions.
In 1973, in a case called Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court ruled that abortion, which had previously been legal in only 5 U.S. states, would now be legal nationwide. Precisely the opposite of what happened in Romania.
The legalization of abortion in the 1970s was one of the primary reasons why crime fell in the 1990s, because a whole generation of potentially unwanted children were never born because of the legalization of abortion. And if you fast forward 20 years to the point in time when they were going to be at their peak crime ages, they simply weren't there to do the crime.
You see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
The trouble, of course, is that life isn't like the movies. For so many children who, without Roe v. Wade, would have been born in 1973, their lives might not have been the wonderful lives of being born into a loving family in yesterday's small town America. Rather, theirs would be the far harder road of being born into a potentially unwanted household in America's crumbling inner cities or forsaken heartland. Levitt's conclusion? As much as half of the 1990s crime drop was an unintended consequence of Roe v. Wade.
The theory behind it's actually quite simple. Unwanted children have been shown to be at high risk for crime. With legalized abortion, fewer unwanted children were born. Therefore, the theory would be that there would be less crime 15 to 20 years later when those cohorts reach their peak crime ages. And the data support that hypothesis quite strongly. If you follow the data, there were 5 states that legalized abortion 3 years before Roe versus Wade, and about 15 years later, their crime begins to fall 3 years before the rest of the country. Then, if you look at the states where abortion was not just legal, but easily available to people who wanted to get them, 16, 17 years after Roe versus Wade, you see a 30% difference between the states doing a lot of abortions and the ones who are doing very few. Finally, all of the effect we see in the divergence in crime, all of that is concentrated among people under the age of 25, people young enough to have been exposed to legalized abortion. People older than the age of 25, there's no difference whatsoever between the high abortion states and the low abortion states.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
Blood filling the top grass.
Episode 317, The Right to Choose.
That's right, folks. If you have ever been told, ever in your life, that you don't have the right to say yes or no to something, that's a fucking injustice.
The main theme of the show is abortion. And how women are denied now, and
fuck these motherfuckers, dude.
We're getting everything's regressing in a shitty direction.
I can't even, you know? I mean, I'm so disappointed.
And I'm not surprised at all. And, basically, we'll probably all die in a nuclear explosion, and annihilating us all soon.
I mean, I think the thing that makes me the most sad about it is that it's like saying, it's like a parent giving up on their kid, saying like, rules don't matter anymore. You guys figure it out on your own.
Yeah, I mean, if you got raped and have to have the kid because of the law, that's bullshit. So
no, I mean, like, as far as the government giving up on the citizens, like,
there should be no way the government's involved in this.
There's zero reason. Their reasoning for overturning it was the goddamn Constitution. Are you fucking kidding me? That's like saying, like, internet laws don't count because of the Constitution, or fucking stoplights don't fucking count because of the Constitution. Are you out of your fucking mind?
I don't know what I'm saying, but I do know this. I'm in the garage.
No, I'm serious. Hour. No, fuck
no,
that.
No, what I'm saying is this, like, basically, I don't know, HBO Max, I'll give a shout out to the George Carlin fucking shit, the badass
documentary. The King of Kings.
Of his life. And basically, he said this, like, yeah, we're pro-life until the kid's born, and now we're anti-welfare or supporting the kid whatsoever, like, the American way, the American bullshit. And now they're fucking blaring.
Well, he's the chosen one, right? He's Jesus fucking Christ himself, reincarnate, right?
My wife was saying basically they might ban birth control in multiple states too, because that could be
is a form of abortion.
Yeah, that means more southern idiots get born, which I hate. And fuck the South. Fuck you, yokel.
Fuck the system.
Yeah, exactly. You're a disgusting race, and hope you don't breed a lot because of new abortion laws. Anyway, you Mississippi bastard. You New Orleans piece of shit. You basic bastard that is a racist, most likely due to your heritage. I hate you. I hate your mother.
I hate your heritage.
I hate that you were ever born. Anyway, here we go. We're playing more music. Rhyme.
And the lineage of treason.
We'll be right back. It's an SOS. Send out telepathically signs of our distress. Don't allow complacency. We need restoration now of our integrity and a drastic bold reminder of our morality. The rectifying troopers here, the ones we've needed all these years to stop the heinous wrongdoings and verify our moral benevolence as a people. Operation! Operation Rescue, they're here to right our fault. They've heard our tribal call. Operation! Operation Rescue, you wonder where they come from, but I just wonder why they're here at all. Right ever after, it's what their business for. See them brandish the key to our kingdom's door. It's pervasive, a part of you and me, but not overwhelming as they wish it to be. If no one believed in fairy tales, there's nothing they could do but fail. Yet everywhere we look, someone is trying to reassure our more benevolence as a people. Operation! Operation Rescue, they're here to right our fall. They've heard someone's trouble call. Operation! Operation Rescue, you wonder where they come from, but I just wonder what compels them all. Operation Rescue, Operation, Operation Rescue. You may wonder where they come from, but I just wonder what compels them all.
Why is it that most of the people who are against abortion are people you wouldn't want to fuck in the first place, huh? Boy, these conservatives are really something, aren't they? They're all in favor of the unborn. They will do anything for the unborn. But once you're born, you're on your own. Pro-life conservatives are obsessed with the fetus from conception to 9 months. After that, they don't want to know about you. They don't want to hear from you. No, nothing. No neonatal care, no daycare, no Head Start, no school lunch, no food stamps, no welfare, no nothing. If you're pre-born, you're fine. If you're preschool, you're fucked. Conservatives don't give a shit about you until you reach military age. Then they think you are just fine, just what they've been looking for. Conservatives want live babies so they can raise them to be dead soldiers. Pro-life. Pro-life. These people aren't pro-life, they're killing doctors. What kind of pro-life is that? What, they'll do anything they can to save a fetus, but if it grows up to be a doctor, they just might have to kill it? They're not pro-life. You know what they are? They're anti-woman. Simple as it gets. Anti-woman. They don't like them. They don't like women. They believe a woman's primary role is to function as a broodmare for the state. Pro-life. You don't see many of these white anti-abortion women volunteering to have any black fetuses transplanted into their uteruses, do you? No, you don't see them adopting a whole lot of crack babies, do you? Now, that might be something Christ would do. And you won't see a lot of these pro-life people dousing themselves in kerosene and lighting themselves on fire. You know, morally committed religious people in South Vietnam knew how to stage a goddamn demonstration, didn't they? They knew how to put on a fucking protest. light yourself on fire! Come on, you moral crusaders, let's see a little smoke to match that fire in your belly.
So I called my man in Kansas City, Can. I told him I needed him to do it again. After he put him away, I asked him, homie, how could you be so raw? He said to me, how could you be so raw? We scattered. 1 year later, I splatted in the same chick. She wanted to have it, but I made her do the same shit. So I murdered 5 kids of mine. I'm about to sit in hell a lifetime bid for mine. Cause of abortion, abortion. Now it's blown out of proportion. Insane, never again.
Real killer, that is me. Real killer, that is me. Real killer, that is me.
This is what you call a
real killer. killer, that is me. Real killer, that is me. Real killer, that is me.
I don't really give a fuck.
Real killer, that is me. Real killer, that is me. Real killer, that is me.
No, that ain't nobody iller.
Real killer, that is me. That is me. That is me. That is me.
Episode 317 coming at you. What's up, Nazis? Are you talking about the abortion bullshit?
Yeah, what do you... What the fuck?
You get your oven numbers up and your mass homicide numbers up.
I mean, here's the thing. I guess, like, kudos to the minority for being the louder voice and gaining the edge and getting that super majority in the...
I'll tell you this, I support abortion 1,000,000%, and if you got
No. I'm not even going to say that, because I don't even have the right...
Oh, yeah, because you don't have a vagina. Exactly. Right. But
what I will say is that I absolutely support someone's right to choose to do whatever the fuck
exactly.
they want to do.
Exactly. Abort
with their own body medically.
And, you'll hear some Doug stand up, like, Bob, you know, parking spaces, and you made a $250,000 mistake by having a kid, and now you whine about being rough. Like, you should have closed your legs. You should have wrapped it up. Anyway, make a long story short.
Trying to get that NBA money, honey.
You could have just aborted it. You know what I mean? What's an abortion versus $250,000?
Oh, but again, you're making it about the thing, and it's not about the thing.
I'm just saying this.
No. I got to call that out, because that's where it's wrong, right? That's how it's wrong, is that it's not about that. It's about the ability to choose. If there was a law that said every fucking man at age 18 was required to have a vasectomy until they could prove that they were worthy of being a father, and then they could have a reversible surgery to correct that, what if that was the rule?
Sounds a little far-fetched. I don't think it's
a little far-fetched. World. That's effectively exactly we're fucking saying here.
Microscopic surgery where you could prepare a man's penis to produce a child.
Yeah, but what you're doing to women is irreversible. Like,
I'm partying in DJ Coward's garage. It's Jesus. A blast. I love it. And yeah, man, this is all about the recent laws of change, and our ladies are upset, and I get it. Just fucking sucks.
I'm like, upset.
Why would you ever regulate someone's body, U.S. government? Rhyme.
In the fucking in personal space of treason.
It's a familiar chant and a very familiar fight for those women who remember a time before the 1973 Supreme Court ruling on Roe v. Wade that legalized abortion.
I mean, it was a battle. It was marches. It was in Washington. It was on the streets. It was constant. It was sitting in with legislators. And here we are again, 50 years later, doing the same damn thing. It's ridiculous.
Hundreds of abortion rights supporters wanted a place to be angry and heard today, more than a week after the current Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. So the Party for Socialism and Liberation San Diego took the lead in organizing this event in Balboa Park. They placed the blame for recent injustice on corporations and people in power.
Abortion rights, the attack on trans rights, police brutality, and endless wars, the root cause of all of those things is capitalism.
Not all the protesters here support socialism. They come with other beliefs and backgrounds, but they are united in demanding the truth, including their own personal stories that have nothing to do with politics.
Look, I was minding my own, smoke a tree on a porch one. Looked at my phone and had to read about abortion. So if the condom fails, then there's consequences that a young woman doesn't have a choice in. Damn, isn't that her life? Isn't that her body? Isn't that her future? Isn't that terrifying? I don't see the reason for the government to come and intervene and give you my opinion, no lie. We go out, we drink and hook up. I never start a family with someone I don't love. In a land of the free, we can't do what we want. Example, Chuck and Betty, they've been running steady, but they wasn't ready for no damn baby. If she didn't ever hit the clinic, they'd both be living in a damn trailer. Chuck went to college, Betty owns a business, and damn, look, they had some kids years later. And I bet on everything, waiting for the right time of life is what really saved them. I hate to be logical and put a middle finger up to pro-life, but I'ma say pro-choice truly is freedom, and it shows rights. What? Why y'all act so fragile? Act like Adam never bit the apple, and if my girl ever chose to abort and you said something to her, I would smack you. And we shut the fuck up, I ain't ask you. I wear my beliefs just like a tattoo. I know you heard this and I know you get it. See the facts, at least someone said it, now what? Hate me. Ooh, hate me, huh? Hate me. Talking tough, depriving unborn babies of life after having a heartbeat of 8 weeks. And why the decision always land on the ladies? Or so you say, does it not have life? Does it not have a soul? I just think the only God could choose who goes. Wait.
Yeah. abortion.
Yahoo!
Or John F. Kennedy's, huh? What if Mary and Joseph had an abortion?
Pro-life!
had a friend with a pirate smile. Make believe and play pretend we were innocent and wild. Hop the fence and slam the gate, running down my alleyway in time to watch Sally's pigeons fly.
Episode 317.
Closing it out.
This is the abortion edition.
No, it's the right to choose, motherfucker.
The right to choose, which was taken away 2 days ago.
Big difference.
Or like a week ago. When it's actually airs, and you it's know, completely fucked, man.
But God damn it, if it isn't the right to choose that was taken away.
Yep, and when does and a like, child become a child? Who, and also, like,
who takes away someone's choice?
I don't know.
How does the government? How does anything?
How does the government have the gall to fucking enter someone's like body, basically, or like dictate how they control their body during their life?
It's like short-lived. Ultimate definition of democracy is to be able to defend someone's right to choose. What the fuck?
Yeah.
There's also like $30,000 worth of fireworks going off in my.
Yeah, this guy has a method that is firing off fireworks, and I'm not surprised. I remember the method commentaries before. Anyway, we are here intact, fucking getting wasted, fucking having DJ Gowrie's a living legend. Thank God we're still doing this podcast. I wouldn't have fucking lost it long ago if we weren't.
We're almost on Lucky 13.
I've had many fantasies about just going to the store and never returning, and going to El Salvador with a new identity and coming back 2 years later.
Could you imagine if, like, people actually listen to our podcast? Like,
that's a true statement.
Like,
I'm like, how could you just abandon, like, nope, I'm abandoning my life.
Like, imagine if our podcast turned into, like, a real radio show where people would, like, be able to say, like, call in and interact with us and, like, we had, like, the producers that would patch
people
in. People
are too stupid to fucking interact with us.
Nah,
bunch
dude,
of idiot
come on.
Fucking assholes.
We're the fucking idiot assholes.
Whatever, we listen, or we've provided this podcast for many years, commercial free, and if you don't like it, you can all suck my...
commercial free ass.
Porsche. Windshield. Rhyme.
And, windshield wiper... juice needed in the Porsche of treason.
And me, I can't remember when a pirate smile hasn't been.
Come on, everybody, sit down. Sit down. People wanna act like they are in and out. But I'm here to wipe off your smile and tell you what's the word around town.
Remember back in 02 when I was in school and acting a fool. My soul got saved, my debt had been paid, but still I kept running off of my crew. Sex on my brain and death in my veins. Had a main thing, we stayed up to 2. Smoking, waking and thinking we naked. My body was loving it, soul was hating it, man. Time and time after time, our bodies moved close, the girl was so fine. Heard a heartbeat that wasn't hers or mine. The miracle of life that started inside. Ignored the warning signs, suppressed that truth I felt inside. I was just having fun with this, I'm too young for this. I'm thinking me, myself and I. Should I sacrifice this life to keep my vanity and live nice? And she love and trust me so much that whatever I say she'll probably go blind. But I was too selfish with my time, scared my dreams were not gonna survive. So I dropped her off at that clinic, that day a part of us died, man.
I actually have the proof, but I just need you to believe. I'm talking the good, the bad, the ugly.
I remember back in the day
I was barely in the first grade. Got teeth missing, watching Tom and Jerry, trying to go outside so I could play. I was told to watch out for strangers, keep my eyes peeled for danger. Folks working late, I had a babysitter, I ain't about to sit here and name her. I was almost eight when she came in late, woke me up with a game to play. Did a few things that's hard to say, they told me to keep that secret safe. Now how a young boy supposed to deal? I'm trying to act like it ain't real. Had my innocence just stripped from me, and I still don't know how to feel. And I'm wondering how to address it. Can't tell my family too messy, so I just embrace it. It's hard to face it, I'm too ashamed to confess it. So I kept it in and ain't speak. Didn't think it hit me so deep. So into it, I got promiscuous, and only God can help me get free. But I've been forgiven, my Savior risen. I'm out the prison, I know that. I got the power to say no to all of my struggles, gotta control that. Every time we slip and we fall, gotta get back up and fight on. We are not defined by our past, the future look bright. I see the light on.
Smile and tell you what's the word around town. I know you don't wanna hear the truth. I know you hate the fact that I actually have the proof. But I just need you to believe. I'm talking the good, the bad, the ugly. It's like. Don't want to hear the truth. I thought it was love, so I made one mistake. I let him come in me, that's why I'm so late. I went to the drugstore, I peed on a strip. I waited 10 minutes, yeah, that's what I did. 10 minutes later, got a plus sign, and you know what that means. Jesus Christ, I'm just 17. There's no plan A, there's no plan B, unless you know you got the do-re-mi. You better not fuck in Texas, whatever you do. To the clinic, and I thought they would help, but they just gave me a Bible instead. A real doctor or nurse, nowhere to be seen. Get me the hell out of Abilene. 500 miles across the state line. Who can I trust to give me a ride? Yeah, who can you trust? Won't be a snitch. $10,000, I'd even turn myself in. You better not fuck in Texas, whatever you do. You better not fuck in the Lone Star State, they just love to fuck you. One more time.
So do you have to keep on populating, overpopulating? Who's gonna refuse the right? We gotta be equal, but too many people are making it harder to survive. Modern man, better act your age. You're fucking and fighting like rats in a cage.
after you have to keep on populating, overpopulating. Who's gonna refuse the right? We got up to equal, but too many people are making it harder to survive. Do you have to keep on?
religion my sign. He saw his law was broken, the punishment was applied.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.